May the Lord help us to commence this evening with hymn 602. Jesus, the author is of true and living faith. This blessed grace he gives and saves our souls from death. By faith in him we live and view the wonders God alone can do. 602.
Let's just read together from the prophecy of Isaiah from chapter 49 into chapter 50, commencing at verse 13. Isaiah chapter 49, verse 13. Sing, O heavens, and be joyful, O earth, and break forth into singing, O mountains. The Lord hath comforted his people, and will have mercy upon his afflicted. But Zion said, The Lord hath forsaken me, and my Lord hath forgotten me. Can a woman forget her sucking child, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget, yet will I not forget thee. Behold, I have graven thee upon the palms of my hands. Thy walls are continually before me. Thy children shall make haste. Thy destroyers, they that made thee waste, shall go forth of thee. Lift up thine eyes round about, and behold, these gather themselves together and come to thee. As I live, saith the Lord, thou shalt surely clothe thee with them all, as with an ornament, and bind them on thee, as a bride doeth. For thy waste and thy desolate places and the land of thy destruction shall even now be too narrow by reason of the inhabitants, and they that swallowed thee up shall be far away. The children which thou shalt have after thou hast lost the other shall say again in thine ears, The place is too strait for me. Give place to me that I may dwell. Then shalt thou say in thine heart, Who hath begotten me these, seeing I have lost my children, and am desolate, a captive, and removing to and fro? And who hath brought up these? Behold, I was left alone. These, where had they been? Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I will lift up mine hand to the Gentiles, and set up my standard to the people, and they shall bring thy sons in their arms, and thy daughters shall be carried upon their shoulders, and kings shall be thy nursing fathers, and their queens thy nursing mothers. They shall bow down to thee with their face toward the earth, and lick up the dust of thy feet. And thou shalt know that I am the Lord, for they shall not be ashamed that wait for me. Shall the prey be taken from the mighty, or the lawful captive delivered? But thus saith the Lord, even the captives of the mighty shall be taken away, and the prey of the terrible shall be delivered. For I will contend with him that contendeth with thee, and I will save thy children. And I will feed them that oppress thee with their own flesh, and they shall be drunken with their own blood, as with sweet wine. And all flesh shall know that I, the Lord, am thy Saviour and thy Redeemer, the mighty one of Jacob. Thus saith the Lord, Where is the bill of your mother's divorcement, whom I have put away? Or which of my creditors is it to whom I have sold you? Behold, for your iniquities have ye sold yourselves, and for your transgressions is your mother put away. Wherefore, when I came, was there no man? When I called, was there none to answer? Is my hand shortened at all, that it cannot redeem? Or have I no power to deliver? Behold, at my rebuke, I dry up the sea. I make the rivers a wilderness. Their fish stinketh, because there is no water, and dieth for thirst. I clothe the heavens with blackness, and I make sackcloth their covering. The Lord God hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. He wakeneth morning by morning, he wakeneth mine ear to hear as the learned. The Lord God hath opened mine ear, and I was not rebellious, neither turned away back. I gave my back to the smiters, and my cheeks to them that plucked off the hair. I hid not my face from shame and spitting. For the Lord God will help me. Therefore shall I not be confounded. Therefore have I set my face like a flint, and I know that I shall not be ashamed. He is near that justifieth me. Who will contend with me? Let us stand together. Who is mine adversary? Let him come near to me. Behold, the Lord God will help me. Who is he that shall condemn me? Lo, they all shall wax old as a garment. The moth shall eat them up. Who is among you that feareth the Lord, that obeyeth the voice of his servant, that walketh in darkness, and hath no light? Let him trust in the name of the Lord, and stay upon his God. Behold, all ye that kindle a fire, that compass yourselves about with sparks, walk in the light of your fire, and in the sparks that ye have kindled. This shall ye have of mine hand, ye shall lie down in sorrow. The Lord bless his own word. Amen. O Lord, do not leave us to a form of pretense, a custom, however good, that grant thy quickening spirit. Come, O Lord, upon the dust of the earth, and grant thy spirit upon the dry bones, and quicken us. Remember us, we do pray. Lord, we pray we may not be left to that which is borrowed, or that which is of the flesh, but grant to us the knowledge of the Lord Jesus, the Lord to our hearts, Lord to our souls. And grant, O Lord, we may be gathered in thy house unto Jesus. We pray, Lord, that thou would remember us as we desire to wait upon thee, seeking, Lord, that thou come where thy people are. Lord, where there are those that wait upon thee, where there are those that need thee, Lord, those that need thee to visit them with thy salvation. And we do pray, Lord, that thou wilt afford thy presence in thy house. Grant, O Lord, we may be favoured with the person and the knowledge of the Lord Jesus himself. Lord, that will do us good. A sweet reviving by the blood of Jesus. Lord, upon our soul. Lord, we are poor and needy. We ask, Lord, that thou wilt come and grant to us the knowledge of the Lord Jesus. We pray that thou wilt remember those, Lord, that we bring before thee for thy gracious healing touch. It's, Lord, that need thee perhaps especially, Lord, to guide them and direct them, to be with them. Those, Lord, that may especially need thy presence. If thy presence go not with us, carry us not up hence. We pray, Lord, that thou wilt set free poor sinners. And grant we may be enabled, O Lord, to view thee with the eye of faith. And sweetly know it is the Lord. And thou, Lord, wilt come and visit us with thy salvation. But Lord, it's the bringing of it. The bringing of salvation down. Lord, it's what only thou canst do for poor sinners. We pray that thou remember this house of prayer. Grant, O Lord, that thy name, that maybe as an ointment poured forth, that Lord, in the hearts of thy people, Lord, there may be a sweet knowledge of that savour of thy name which is like ointment poured forth. Grant, O Lord, that Christ may be with us this evening. Lord, it would be a mercy indeed. We pray we may be directed to the place where grace abounds. Direct us to the bleeding wounds, our incarnate God. The Lord, may in our poor hearts there be a rejoicing in the name of Jesus. The Lord, it's the balm and the application and the truth into our hearts, flowing over all our unworthiness and our sin, our guilt, that Lord, our need is great, that we would plead the name of Jesus. We seek unto thee, Lord, that thou remember those that may need thee this evening, as that we have thought in coming here, perhaps especially. Need thee, Lord, to come and to convey thy presence. And Lord, also that there may be a drawing, there may be a bringing unto Jesus. Lord, and may we know something that will abide. And grant, O Lord, that comfort to the Holy Ghost. We look to thee, Lord, that thou wilt make up in thy great goodness every loss and every trial. We'll be with those that we bring before thee that wait upon thee, and those, Lord, that may need thee to confirm thine inheritance when it is weary. We pray that thou wilt remember, Lord, that the church and the people, we do believe that we have brought to feel, O Lord, that bond. If thou, Lord, wilt grant there may be, that flowing together, sweet knowledge of the Lord Jesus among his people, or may the ointment flow down to the poor and the needy. We pray, Lord, that thou wouldst remember those we bring before thee for thy help, that in the midst of life and all its burdens and cares, everything that thy good hand does appoint, may we have grace to fall under. May there be, Lord, consolation. May there be in the hearts of thy people the spirit of reviving. And we pray that thou wouldst grant, O Lord, that there may be something done, not by the creature, but by our God, Lord, in our hearts, something that shall endure, something, Lord, that will flow over all our sin, our unworthiness and our poverty and pride. Grant, O Lord, that thou wilt remember us as we pray, that thou wilt be with us in the truth. Lord, do remember those that are in our hearts, that thou wilt be with them. The sick and the afflicted, be round about them. Any, Lord, in special need, be pleased to grant those healing mercies. And we pray that thou wilt remember us as we seek Zion's true good, real prosperity, that Jesus reigns alone. We pray, Lord, that for wisdom. Wisdom in Jesus is what we need. Wisdom which is from above. We ask, Lord, that thou wilt remember thy cause in the earth. Lord, remember us as we pray that thou wilt open the book, make thy counsel shine, show us yon lovely man. Lord, do come and do remember us in any careless, indifferent ones. Lord, do be pleased to grant the knowledge of the Lord Jesus. How poor, Lord, how much in need we are. Do grant we may know, Lord, some sweet knowledge of the Lord Jesus with his people. We ask, Lord, that thou wouldst remember those that have gone astray. Bring them home upon thy shoulders. Lord, we pray for the prodigal's return. We ask, Lord, that thou wouldst remember our land in its solemn state of judgment. Lord, have mercy. Remember the nations of the earth. How solemn, Lord, the bloodshed and the awful dominion and power of Satan. We live near to the latter times. Lord, do grant that thou wilt remember us here in our land. And remember thy people everywhere. Now, Lord, we pray that thou wilt forgive our poor prayers seen. So insufficient, pray thou for us. Blessed Spirit of truth on high, remember us. Hear us and grant us thy blessing this evening. Come, Lord, where poor sinners are. Magnify the Saviour's name, we ask. The thankful heart for thy many, many mercies. We are on praying ground. We ask for Jesus' sake. Amen.
779. Faith implanted from above will prove a fertile root, whence will spring a tree of love, producing precious fruit. Though bleak winds the boughs deface, the rooted stock shall still remain. Leaves may languish, fruit decrease, but more shall grow again. 779.
Much dependence for the Lord's mercy and help. I will direct your prayerful attention to the 50th chapter of Isaiah, reading again the last two verses. Isaiah chapter 50, verses 10 and 11. Who is among you that feareth the Lord? That obeyeth the voice of his servant, that walketh in darkness, and hath no light. Let him trust in the name of the Lord, and stay upon his God. Behold, all ye that kindle a fire, that compass yourselves about with sparks, walk in the light of your fire, in the sparks that ye have kindled, this shall ye have of mine hand, ye shall lie down in sorrow. One feels you need the Lord's help to be left to ourselves, the most solemn thing. In that hymn that we have just sung, it brings us to the vital, sacred truth of the Lord Jesus and his people. Happy souls who cleave to Christ by pure and living faith, finding him their King and Priest, their God, and guide till death. Let him trust in the name of the Lord and stay upon his God. As we read these verses for a text, we feel to need the Lord especially to direct us. They are well known verses, things that could be repeated from memory, or things which may be right, but it's the application, the Lord sending his word to those characters that he will find out, that he will remember, that those that may need the Lord especially. Who is among you that feareth the Lord? What a great matter that is. The fear of the Lord. Oh friends, there is nothing more vital. But there are many things we stand in need of. But without the fear of the Lord, all will prove vain. Without the fear of the Lord, an unctuous light to all that's right, a bar to all that's wrong. Now, we need it, friends, deeply in our heart. Hearts made upright in the fear of the Lord. But that particular secret, sacred work of God, but we can't see it. But oh, to be in possession of it. Oh, to be in the fear of the Lord all the day long. Not that we can say that how much we fear the Lord, but that principle that reigns in God's people. Fear of the Lord. Who is among you that feareth the Lord, that obeyeth the voice of his servant, that walketh in darkness and hath no light? I must just try to preach as the Lord may direct me. This afternoon I was wandering in the church yard at near where I have to work, and I thought there may be some verse on a stone or something that would sweetly set me at liberty and guide me this evening. And I wandered about, and everything seemed to be indecipherable. And then I noticed all these stones that were laid up against the wall that seemed to direct my thoughts to staying upon our God. And especially as I thought of all those worthies, we know not what those stones represented, but there are many of God's dear people that we shall never know, but God knows, and they leaned upon their God. Their names are no more, but they're dear to him. They are now those that God will grant the fear of the Lord name. They're in that place where they behold the Lamb of God. Here below, they were leaners. They were such as were brought to God and his truth. And they were surely each and every one brought to lean upon the Beloved. There was rows of them. I couldn't read the names of them, but it seemed to direct my thoughts to this word we haven't read for a text, but it led me to the word that we have given out. Sing, O heavens, and be joyful. Indeed. Break forth into singing. Oh, how sweet the truth. The Lord hath comforted his people, and he will have mercy upon his afflicted. It is good to give praise unto God. But Zion said, as if the Lord leaves a sweet word. But Zion said, the Lord hath forsaken me, and my Lord hath forgotten me. I must just speak a few things, because the word rests upon my mind. The Lord is mindful then of those that cannot praise him as once they did, that cannot praise him as they would, but that feel that the Lord hath forsaken them, the Lord hath forgotten. And it's more than just the letter and word of it. It's that God in all his goodness in salvation, his work in the soul and the imparting of life seems to be no more. Seems as if God has forsaken his people. It's the godly influences that only God can give, that quickens, that brings a people from death unto life. But Zion said, the Lord hath forsaken me, and my Lord hath forgotten me. But so it is. The Lord speaks comfortably. Can a woman forget her sucking child, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget, yet will I not forget thee. Oh, what a sweet promise, isn't it? The Lord will still remember those that fear him, that they are still before him. As we read, I have graven thee upon the palms of my hands. That's what the Lord will do, isn't it? And especially they are so much before him, that as we may think of the word where things are immediately before us in our hands, so the Lord still remembers those that fear him. Be not cast them off. That they may feel the Lord hath forgotten them, forsaken them. But no, they are before him. They're in his hands. I have graven thee upon the palms of my hands. Thy walls are continually before me. And that's, in my poor way, friends, that's how it led me in my thoughts this evening. Thy walls are continually before me. And there are those that fear the Lord that have to lean upon the Lord. Each and every one. They may not be able to see their names as they would see them. In their hearts they feel there is a dreadful malady that separates them from their God bonds, they are still remembered of God. Now these are vital, sacred truths. Where would Zion be without their God? Friends, not poor sinners being so gifted and good to present themselves faultless, but those that fear the Lord. After a filial sort, you know, they love his word, but they want to hear it. They love his truth, but they want it to come right into their souls. But they love the house of God. They need the Lord to be there. They have many burdens and cares. They need the burden bearer. That they have sorrow. That they need the man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. They're poor and needy. They want the unsearchable riches of Christ. If so be, there may be something to their account, something that the Lord will especially put to their hearts, that they may be able to say, well, we will keep leaning upon our God. My walls are continually before me. Sweet word, isn't it? Even regarding the house of God where his name is recorded. But where are those that fear the Lord, that need the gospel of free grace to poor sinners? Our friends, may we be amongst those of whom it should be said they fear the Lord greatly. Oh, we feel to be so lacking and so poor. I hope the principle of the fear of the Lord has set down in our hearts and lives. Or else we give the lie to everything that we may profess. Now to come as God may help me. The setting of our text is what the Lord will do to his glory in bringing in a Gentile church in the wilderness. What the Lord will do to bring his people in to get glory into his great and holy name. Jew and Gentile shall fear him. The Spirit of God that moved upon the waters is that Spirit of God that teaches the same thing. The Jew and Gentile, that the family of God. Oh, trace out the Lord's dealings with the apostle. How sweetly did the Lord make him the apostle to the Gentiles. And he was so great a Pharisee by nature. Oh, but how the Lord brought him among those that feared the Lord. My Obadiah. And then to speak as the Lord may help me. The Lord speaks of those he knows who is among you that feareth the Lord. He remembers them because their walls are before him. That he continually has them upon his heart. He remembers them, although they are dust. And then, friends, the distinction between the world and the church, the fear of the Lord. The world say we're too holy by far. Poor Zion. Thirst for holiness. They possess the fear of the Lord. What a difference it makes. Once I was without the fear of the Lord. I could go in many places. But with the fear of the Lord, that we shall ever be brought to the ways of God by the Spirit of God working according to the nature of His grace. Who is among you that feareth the Lord, that obeyeth the voice of His servant, that walketh in darkness and hath no light? Let him trust in the name of the Lord and stay upon his God. Now, I thought coming up, just in a few thoughts, oh, that great work of Satan, is this, to tempt those that fear the Lord, that they do not possess it, or that they're not of the people of God. They are tempted that not only that they are not the Lord's people, but it's the infidelitous thoughts and that the Lord doesn't have a people. The working of Satan. Go back into the world and have your fling there. Friends, the fear of the Lord, you know it. No. I'll go again. But who can tell? I will come, but it's on lower ground. But I will come because the Lord has granted the preaching of His word to the lost and the ruined. And so there might be something for me. Who is there among you? So the Lord puts His people in their dwelling places, where they come up to God's house because of the fear of the Lord. It's a filial fear, not a slavish fear. Friends, what a sweet grace it is, isn't it? To have something like Josiah in our heart toward the Lord God of Israel, the fear of the Lord. Now, that breaks open snares. The devil can't stand before it. He hates the fear of the Lord. The devil, he cannot endure this principle that God puts in the hearts of His people. They can't see it, but by faith, they're able to prevail. And the fear of the Lord, it sweetly brings them into conflict with Satan and the world. What an unequal strife it may be. It seems as if they'll surely be overcome. It seems as if, you know how Satan comes and says, well, the world have the better part and you'll never obtain what you seek for. And the fear of the Lord, it whispers. Oh, in humble prayer, sir, we would see Jesus. Thinking of the preaching of the gospel. Now, friends, whatever may be forgotten this evening, or may we value, may we highly desire the fear of the Lord. It's not something we can boast about, but it's a principle. Friends, and it's a principle from the Lord Himself. Who is among you that feareth the Lord, that obeyeth the voice of His servants, that walketh in darkness and hath no light. Well, the servant I want to speak about above all others is the Son of God. For that servant, what cannot he bring to God's people that fear the Lord? What cannot he bring from heaven's high court above? What word cannot he bring, a great servant of the Lord God Almighty? What cannot the Lord bring down for his dear people that wait upon him, that fear before him? God, what a sweet name, isn't it? Belonging to the Son of God, the servant of the Most High. Oh, and it is that truth, really, that speaks of the servants of the Lord and his servants too. And obeyeth the voice of his servant. No, it's not the creature, is it? But it's the voice that God sends. It's when there's a little authority that the Lord sends through the foolishness of preaching. When the Lord sends a word and you know it'll come down. It'll not return to him void. It will accomplish a great matter that belonging to the servant of the Lord, it will prosper. Oh, do you need the servant of the Lord? That the Lord to send his word. That I make a very clear cut about the letter and the spirit. Because the letter solemnly leaves a man under the law. It leaves a man where he thinks he'll soon get better. It leaves a man where he finds him. That is, knowing himself to be a sinner, but gives no life. Certainly gives no fear of the Lord. It leaves a man where it finds him so that under the law that he is trying to be better, and the letter preachers, I want to be ever so careful, they don't preach to those that fear the Lord. It doesn't meet their case. Ah, what can, dear man of God, we still hold in high esteem, dear friend. He used to say, what can flesh do? What can dust do? It's a wonderful thing if the Lord sends his word down to his dear people that fear him, that fear before him, that after filial sorts, they may go home empty, but they have to come up again to God's house with a desire that God may abound in mercy, that he might excel all his wondrous grace in meeting such a dreadful case. Such one that is out of the way, lost and ruined in the fall, and feels to be that if God will give them a portion, they would owe him most. Who is among you that feareth the Lord, that obeyeth the voice of his servant, that walketh in darkness, hath no light? Now, by this word obeyeth, I believe it's like, we may say, a master, or one calling to another. And it reaches their ears. That obeyeth the voice of his servant. maybe a line of a hymn. There's something in it that brings you even to the Lord Jesus. If so be that the servant of the Most High might come with some sweet token, and it may be all you've got left is the fear of the Lord. Well, the Lord grant me the sweet truth of it, that the Lord will remember his dear people. He'll never cast them off, but he will teach them. And he will empty them. He will make them upright. But not because they're so good, but because they lean upon the Lord. I want to come a little further. That walketh in darkness and hath no light. Now to the world it wouldn't mean a thing, would it? The Lord's people, they know what darkness is. They know the shadows in their soul and circumstances. They know in the darkness the things that belong to it. They know in their hearts that the need for the Lord to be their sun and shield. They need the Lord to be with them. 'Tis midnight with my soul to thee, bright morning star, bids darkness flee. When the Lord, I believe, began with me, it was like this. It was either darkness or light. Just a little chink of light. Then I could believe in the Lord's dealings. When it was dark, I was lost. Absolutely undone. Oh, how you long for the light, don't you? Those that fear the Lord. It is so in the very dark winter, isn't it? Long for the light, the returning day. So it is. And God's people, they're children of light. They are not children of darkness, but the principle of light shining in their hearts to reveal the plague and the deadly malady of sin, and to reveal the need of Christ. Then, John, it comes to my mind how he witnessed so sweetly, didn't he? John the Baptist unto the lions. That he declared, I am not the lions. Came for a witness to bear, witness of the light that all men through him might believe. That was the true light which lighteth. Not a light without the effects of it, that lighteth everyone, that cometh into the world or is born of God. He was in the world and the world was by him, made by him, and the world knew him not. Ah, perhaps it could be said that our text is for those that walk in darkness and have no light. Well, the Lord is the light of his people, isn't he? An everlasting light. In him there's no darkness at all. But let the Lord shine from on high. How the Lord disperses, doesn't he? The darkness in a moment. But let the Lord shine, and then there is that sweet review of the Lord in all his preciousness. You say, well, that's what I want, because the light shines. But I haven't got what I want. You know where to look for it, because the light shines, and it shines upon the person of Christ. Oh, how sweetly attractive the Lord becomes to those that walk in darkness, have no light. They haven't got any light of their own. But their light is in the Lord. Oh, there's so much could be spoken of it. That walketh in darkness and hath no light. Now there's another thing. You know, we try and trace, don't we, the works of God. It belongs to us. We think we ought to know the wisdom of God. Well, we'll never know it all at all. Such is man that this thing, they keep coming up in my mind when I'm preaching sometimes. The man under the law, he's in a dreadful state because he thinks he's got the light and he can see, but he cannot see because he is kept in nature's darkness. Now I must come a little further. There is a time when the Lord begins to shine, and then things appear so differently. He begins to deal with his people, and one thing they see is this. A wonderful, there is a throne of grace. But it's the blood that is sprinkled, isn't it? On that throne of grace, that thus there is mercy. With him that sits upon the mercy seat, he delights to hear the poor broken cry. He hears the beggar's knock. He delighteth in mercy. The Lord will not cast off those that come and plead for Jesus' sake. That walketh in darkness, how long? Perhaps in some great trial, some great difficulty. And it's profound. The Lord is the sovereign, and you know we think perhaps we can discern our way, and the Lord teaches us otherwise. Oh, the lack of wisdom, the need of light, the need to discern the word of the Lord and the sweet truth. As it is in Jesus, to discern by the light of God's truth that the fullness there is in the Lord Jesus. I must keep to my text that walketh in darkness, a long trial perhaps, a very great time of darkness or great trouble, and hath no light. Well, the Lord finds them out, doesn't he? He knows a remedy. Let him trust in the name of the Lord and stay upon his God. Ah, no arm of flesh, not a borrowed religion, but let him trust wholly where he cannot trace. Let him return unto the Lord. Let him trust in the name of the Lord and stay upon his God. And that's a beautiful expression, isn't it? I take it together. Let him trust in the name of the Lord and stay upon his God. So there's more than just an outward exhortation. Well, all you have to do is trust, and the Lord makes no mistake. Just let the Lord do it. The Lord's people, they've got a malady, they've got a bad heart, they've got a dreadful need for forgiveness, and the Lord to be with such as are constantly in need of the Lord's mercy to them, so that they have to creep along. Let him trust in the name of the Lord. Now really, it's a word that sets forth what the Lord puts before his people. Not that they might bring up something that might just be very suitable, but let him trust only in the name of the Lord. Now we know but little really of this sweet name. The name that God has made known. He's made that name known in a covenant. This is my beloved Son. Hear him. And friends, the covenant is wonderful, isn't it? But what would it be without his name? I mean, one that God hath made known, for it's his name, isn't it? Or what belongs to him? Well, there is a fullness. And there is with him more grace. My grace is sufficient. He giveth more grace. And, excuse me, the Lord sets this glorious, precious name before his people, but they hardly dare to hope that they too might trust in the Lord. They have many misgivings, and some say, well, that is wrong. Of course, we haven't got anything good in ourselves. What about staying upon the Lord? Now that's different, isn't it? It's looking again, it's going again unto him, and each time feeling to be so poor and so needy. And yet the Lord may give things, you have to lean upon him. Trust in the name of the Lord and stay upon his God. Now the analogy in my thoughts at the beginning was this staying upon God. And it's like this. The Lord causes his people to lean and to rest, that they can do nothing without him. Their strength is wholly his. And this is what the Lord requires of his dear people. What? To stay upon their God as he brings them to that place where they have to wait upon him. Stay upon his God. I often think of dear David staying upon his God. Those many, many years that he was brought to stay upon his God. He said, one day I'll perish by the hand of Saul. Many conflicts, many, many troubles, many sorrows. But God was with him. And it was the Lord that granted the dear man fear the Lord to stay upon his God. I'm sure that's the way to look at it. by the fear of the Lord, let him trust in the name of the Lord and stay upon his God. Now, oh, how we need that separating grace. And one feels so much our lack, and we have to acknowledge how far short we come. But let him trust the name of the Lord and stay upon his God. Now there's something more, and that's his sweet attributes. Let him stay upon his God, as the Lord may reveal the sweet attributes that belong to him, that the Father hath made known in this servant of the Most High. Oh, the sweet attributes that belong to him. But what his loving heart engaged to be, everlasting surety. And there's one with such a load, such a case, and the Lord says, bring it unto me. Or, in another way, there's a deep malady, a great need, and this one that is set forth in the gospel, he has a sufficiency for every malady. No case too hard, no great leprosy beyond him. Friends, discern. God will appear, his dear people. It's the attributes, the healing. About this time ye shall find him. That's what we read in the Old Testament. I thought about it. I can't turn aside. But about this time ye shall find him. Let him trust in the name of the Lord and stay upon his God. Oh, a wonderful thing if we're kept and brought to lean upon the Lord, having no confidence in the flesh. Now, there's something in it, it's completely beyond me to convey it, but a wonderful thing to trust in the name of the Lord and stay upon your God until God appears. He is faithful. The Lord, he'll not cast off his people. He will not. He has said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. Now, if the Lord imparts that, you'll stay upon your God, for you want to know the sweet truth of it. That you'll be brought to see how comely, how beautiful the portion of God's people, all their troubles, that they've a God to go to. But not only that, but God remembers them. The hearing ear, sweet attribute, isn't it? Your heavenly Father knoweth what things you stand in need of, in providence and in grace. Oh, and when the enemy comes in like a flood, ah, to stay upon your God. The Lord will put him to flight. He does it by faith. He gives his people that living faith. Oh, when the adversary flees. When the Lord is lifted up in the hearts of his people. He's a prince of darkness. And the Lord is the fullness of light. Behold, all ye that kindle a fire, that compass yourselves about with sparks, walk in the light of your fire, and in the sparks that ye have kindled. Shall ye have of mine hand, ye shall lie down in sorrow. Now the Lord has brought me to, different to how I used to preach, in one respect. Oh, the dreadful nature of sin and the works of man within us. all we need. Lord, to keep us from the sparks of our own kingdom. But you know, I come again in my poor thoughts to say, the fear of the Lord is sufficient. Lord, all you that kindle a fire, that compass yourselves about with sparks. Walk in the light of your fire. We want more than that, don't we? Sparks, friends, are no good, are they, to a child of God? He'll discern. He'll know. He wants the true light. And the Lord grant thee fear of the Lord. Compass yourselves about with sparks, yes. Walk in the light of your kindled fire. Solemn thing. And in the sparks that you have kindled, not so the child of God. He'll solemnly feel what a dreadful thing, and he'll be kept in the way everlasting, seeking that the Lord may keep him. This shall he have of mine hands, he shall lie down in sorrow. Well, I haven't come to bring that word, only to, as it were, show the blessedness of this word here, that it excels, doesn't it? The fear of the Lord. All the sparks of man's own kindling. They'll go out. That the Lord will never, never remove himself. It's a fountain of light, the sweet truth, vital things. That light which is in Christ, the fountain of it. There's a purity and a sweetness in it. God's poor and afflicted people. I'll just read the text. Who is among you that feareth the Lord, that obeyeth the voice of his servant, that walketh in darkness and hath no light? Let him trust in the name of the Lord and stay upon his God.
God willing, Mr. Henry Mercer is expected to preach next Lord's Day and Mr. Sayers next Tuesday. Let us close with hymn 707. When pining sickness wastes the frame, acute disease or tiring pain, when life fast spends her feeble flame and all the health of man proves vain. 707.
Thank you.
remember the afflicted. We bring them unto Jesus. Continue here thy healing mercies. Grant the Lord may grant his healing touch. We thank thee, Lord, for thy many mercies and thy great goodness. Be with us as we part the cloud that may indeed be between, but we bless thee, Lord, that thou hast helped us hitherto. Forgive all amiss. Be with us in every burden and care. And may the grace of the Lord Jesus, the love of God the Father, and the communion, teaching, the blessing of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen.